Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Well, we have come to the season now that the Farm Service Agency is currently seeking and accepting nominations for persons who are willing and able to be members of the county committee system. These nominations will be accepted through August 3rd. They must be in our office by that date or have been postmarked by that date. County committees that are in FSA are unique, and they allow producers to have a voice in the Federal Farm Program implementation process at the local level. To be eligible to serve on an FSA county committee, a person must participate or cooperate in any of the agency-administered programs and be eligible to vote in a county committee election and reside in that local administrative area from which they are nominated. This year, the nominations and election in Audubon County will be held in Local Administrative Area 3, which includes the townships of Melville, Viola, Cameron, and Lincoln. Producers may either nominate themselves or have others nominate them as candidates. And we encourage organizations representing minority and women farmers and ranchers that they also nominate candidates for members of their organizations. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign our FSA Form 669A. This form and more information about county committee elections is available online at www.fsa.usda.gov/elections, or you can go to your FSA office and pick up a form and pick up a fact sheet and get more information right there. Elected county committee members will serve a three-year term beginning January 1st of 2016, and they are responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity and price support programs, as well as other farm program issues. It is important that county committees are comprised of members who fairly represent the diverse demographics of production agriculture for their community. All producers, including women and minority and beginning farmers and ranchers, are encouraged to participate in the nomination and election process. As I said, all newly elected committee members will take office January 1st, 2016, and they will serve a three-year term. For more information on the county committee system, be sure to contact your local FSA office. I would also like to remind producers, do not forget your acreage reports at the FSA office. You make your reports for your crop insurance, but you also have to make your reports here at FSA to maintain your cropping history and eligibility for future farm programs with FSA. That reporting deadline for us is July 15th. Appointments are appreciated and much solicited, so please call ahead and ensure that we have adequate staff and time to take your acreage report on a given day. May 15th through August 1st, remember the primary nesting season out here on CRP acres. You're not to do any unneeded maintenance out there without first requesting permission from FSA. That's a very simple process. You can give us a call or stop at the office, identify the area where you need to do that maintenance, such as noxious weeds or whatever, how you're going to take care of them by mowing or spraying, and we will give you authorization to do such. One final note, there's been a lot of CRP seedings done this spring and mid-contract management. Many of those cost shares have been returned to our office, but we are yet to receive some. So if you've got that done and got your bills, remember that the job's not done until the paperwork is completed. So get that information, those bills, to your FSA office and sign the 848 forms indicating that the practice has been completed. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin at the USDA Service Center here in Audubon. For more information on any of our programs here at FSA, be sure to give us a call in Audubon. That number is 563-4261, extension 2. Have a great week, and thanks for listening.